pathetic, man. You ain't first place, man. Caught up.
How sad is that? I was never in first place.
Dude, you were tied.
Shit, that's not first place.
That's first.
You're both in second place.
No, you're both in first.
I think for a second, you were forehanded to you.
I was never. I tied the victory
element. Take a bite.
Okay. Poor Dave.
Hey, all I'm saying is, you're whining. Yeah, you got at least two victories.
Wu was never anywhere near the lead.
I know. But he was whining the whole time. That's not true.
After the second hand, Wu was winning.
Hey, great.
I thought it was the first hand he was winning.
No. Nope.
He got 1 point on the second hand, on the first hand, and 3 points on the second.
Really?
Yay!
So after you were able to put down a three of a kind on the first one, and you didn't get any out.
No, I had three hands straight.
Wow. Yeah. So after two hands, Will was winning with 4 points.
Oh.
Flat out winning.
Flat out. You bitches.
Okay, so now the correct sound effect is point.
Point.
With a P.
Point. Yeah, there you go.
Point.
What does that mean?
It's just the bouncy
notion. Point like Tigger.
Yeah.
Yes.
The wonderful thing about
Tigger's is wonderful things.
Kiki's a wonderful thing.
Kiki Vanaway?
Tops are made out of rubber, the bottoms are made out of springs.
Okay. So
you're already recording. Let's go. You should rewind and then start.
Nah. This is not going to be that long anyway.
Alright.
Of course, you guys make
it's a one taper?
Let's go to the final.
Only going to be one tape.
Final conflict.
Final conflict, we're all back. Go home.
Okay.
I use points to kick hair, hero point.
So, the museum quarterly results. And once again, they're doing, they had another.
Red quarter. You're the museum. What do you expect?
It's true.
You need a fundraiser.
Yeah, but apparently,
aren't you a millionaire? Why aren't you helping fund the museum, you cheap bastard?
Yeah.
No, because even he, when I saw him, isn't quite enough.
You know, your museum would be a lot more popular if every random piece of garbage found on the road, you don't say, this belongs in the museum! This bubblegum wrap belongs in the museum!
And all the good stuff gets stolen all the time. I think I'd probably need to beef up security a bit. Fundraiser, I'm telling you.
Let's put our headquarters in the museum.
A telethon.
No.
80s.
Let's put the headquarters in the museum.
Rent
on that place has to be expensive. On the 41st
floor.
You what? I'll put the museum policies for displays.
No. Put it in the museum. People come see us. No. We have reason to beef up the security.
No. Beef up the security on things that are expensive.
I'm not listening to
Will. You have insurance.
That's a good idea. I
haven't
even thought about that.
Insurance done way up. A lot of people
kill me. As far as things that have actual real
caveman from
dangerous occultist type purposes, those won't cause
a problem.
These are much better.
If
minor shaman much better. Says it has an actual occultist purpose, it's going to get
better than
black
and gray.
These actually look pretty nice.
Now you appreciate how much work I put into them.
Yeah, I still want to know why I can't get that cut up that much. I should be able to see my genitalia.
Stop whining.
It's not there.
It's stuck in, okay?
Oh, me too. Can you see the skirt?
That's true. I'm on top of water. I must have just got out of the water. You know what that does.
It's not water.
It's not? What is it? Acid?
It could be water.
So, I think we should have a vote. Who wants to make the museum our new headquarters?
No.
You don't even want it?
No.
It's totally beneficial to you.
No, I think.
Why would it be?
Because we have a habit of getting bombed.
You know, once somebody broke in, that's it.
Hey, telethon. It's the 80s. Telethons are popular. You can invite us on the show to like talk people into giving money for.
I can sing.
I'll do.
Yeah, I can't sing, but I could sing on the show.
I don't want to go that low.
Sure, I'd be happy to answer the phone for an hour or something.
I'll look for
if we got a T-shirt. Not some crappy one.
Screw you and your T-shirt.
Well,
you gonna go through the listeners?
Yeah. You know who can help?
Okay.
You know who can help? Mr. Luthor. I hear he's rich.
He's quite a philanthropist.
Yeah, he's into the arts and stuff.
Quite a philanthropist, yeah.
Or you go with Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne. I'm probably about as rich as Wayne. No, I'm not.
So why'd you invest in your freaking
What are you complaining about? Stop whining.
According to the book, Bruce Wayne has a wealth of 20.
Yeah.
And Luthor has 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
So I'm confident to be in the same social circle as Wayne, but I'm not quite there. I'm
sure.
What's your wealth?
16. Well, until he adjusted next
year. Yeah, you're right here, buddy.
I just went you're all 10 first one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wayne's doing you and Luther's doing Wayne. Yeah. If you call that a social circle.
More like a daisy chain. A social daisy chain.
I'm comfortable being in the same social daisy chain.
Chart things.
Hit
the bottom.
Sure. Telethon. Everyone does telethon nowadays.
I'll let flunkies do telethon.
Do you have flunkies?
Yeah, I'm sure I got flunkies.
Could be done, yeah.
You've got to get somebody to broadcast.
Oh!
Yeah.
The radio station.
Yeah.
Was it?
PBS.
PBS.
PBS. Yeah. 18, 21, 22, 24. 21, 22, 24. I think.
Wow.
And I'll start hunting for some better exhibits. See if I can get some.
Better exhibits?
Yeah.
You know what you need to do? You know what you need to do? Treasure hunt now.
Treasure hunt?
You haven't been doing that for a while, right?
Yeah, let's go treasure hunt.
Not really.
There you go.
Let's go treasure hunt.
Did I ever learn about you guys and the Ark of the Covenant?
What?
Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I learned the Ark of the Covenant.
Don't know. Did you go through all the case files
from
the last 150 years?
It's like a story. My ancestor shot it.
Got up, showered, put my robe on. Case file.
Yeah, mine took the little thing out of it and running around reading demons over the head with it.
Yeah.
32.
Yeah. Oh, pathetic. I can go look for the other
case file. 5,332.
It's very genetically pyramid.
Oh, you guys left it.
Yeah.
Okay, and he took the...
Because the sandstorm came up, and there's that little 6-inch pyramid that I told you was very important.
That is true. So, if you got a 16, and Wayne has a 20,
mm-hmm.
that's 2, 4, 8, 16 times wealthier than you.
Yeah.
That's not the same social circle.
No, it's
not. Chump change.
Okay,
I got to be as rich as he is, then.
Well, there are not too many people in Wayne's social circle. So it's kind of
slump a little bit.
It's kind of slump.
It's got brawn in the circle. Okay, I don't think I can do this.
283?
Okay. Well, it's not very powerful.
Where's bank? Where's wealth? Wealth, bank?
No.
No. Wealth,
bottom of the sheet.
Wealth, 6. I feel comfortable in your social circle.
Here's more.
Ah.
Okay, can do it.
Is it double?
Each time?
Yeah.
That's billions
and billions.
Uh-huh. Billions.
It's like trillions
of
dollars.
Isn't it?
No.
It's trillions when you get above
30. At 25, it's got
to
be trillions.
No, it's not.
25, isn't it? It's about the same as my flight, so that makes it about 56 million.
Yeah,
it's like 25 million.
I think there's a times 1,000 in there as well.
Yeah.
So at 30, you get to a billion or a trillion.
What?
I don't know what stapler.
You have a stapler, right?
Penny was a billionaire.
You have a stapler, right? In your house somewhere?
And no use for it.
Each level, right? Is
Times two.
That's seven. That's eight.
Two to the 20th is a million. Two to the 30th is a billion. Two to the 40th is a trillion. And then times 1,000.
That's 14. That's 15. That's 16. Okay, there you go. You have $163 million.
Net worth?
That's
16. And then you have 16? What does it say you have?
It says 50 million. So. There's
annual income.
There's another multiplier on
that. The annual income is different than just APs of money lying around.
It's bank money.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, bank. Yeah. That's
so that's one bank point for me.
That's one bank point?
Yes.
Huh?
Well, one fate point for you is a 16 AP of money.
Right. And 16 APs of money is how much?
Is 1.5 million.
Okay.
So it doesn't double.
The scale is different.
It doesn't double.
Yeah. Well, it does double. It just starts at a different number than one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I started at 80K because I had done six.
Don't worry about it, Dave.
Whatever.
Don't worry about
it. Not important.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is it's really not that much.
We've got no use for money.
Honey.
So you're going to try to call up the key investors?
Sure.
And ask for more money politely?
Ask for more money. Ask them if they have any suggestions. That's the normal thing.
Treasure hunt.
Show me the money.
Treasure hunt. You need that golden idol that was stolen.
What do you guys think?
Okay. Make a roll for us.
Charisma?
Yeah.
Go to an idol.
15 plus 10, 24.
Okay. You got some more money.
Okay.
But when you're starting to hear that actually people have been donating to the museum in Honolulu more.
Oh, I see.
Competition. Must eliminate competition.
You can work for them.
That's true.
Just close yours down. We can make our headquarters in the museum.
Merge museums.
Yeah, see what they'll take it by.
You know, because they're actually trying to collect money for a new, like, you know.
Improvement?
Sort of a futuristic, high-tech looking museum.
I see.
Tech
well.
Museum?
You need better...
I'm not proud of the investors, the current investors in the museum. Have any leanings towards trying to do a merger or something like that? See if they want us to be an annex.
The Honolulu Museum?
Mm-hmm.
No way. They'll drive you into the ground.
Well, that is a 1600. That's a year in income, 8K. That's different. What are you getting paid?
There's another table.
I feel like my skills are wasted being the curator.
So you're
more.
What's the 16? Your wealth or your bank?
Wealth is.
Well,
which
one? That
per year. Is it per year?
Okay.
So wealth or your bank? Which one is 16?
That's 16. 50.
No, 16 is wealth.
16 is your wealth. That's
right.
Okay, gotcha. So 50 million. So it doesn't go any higher than 21.
Yep.
Well,
you're capped off at 21. That's it.
It's a natural progression.
Communist society, man. Capped off. 21.
Quiet.
You gotta start giving.
Like they dropped it down, they doubled there.
Yeah, they usually round off. Someone
which is annoying to people that can read base two.
Yeah.
Oh, now I can hire female employees. Remind me.
That's true. Okay, so you should. So they say you should make some kind of, you know, put together a proposal and stuff with, like, all the numbers about how this could benefit the other, you know, if both museums were part of the same, like, you know, network.
Get something better than them. What do they have? What's their big attraction?
Their big attraction?
Yeah.
The
Holy Grail.
Yeah, Holy Grail's mainland. We don't know that. 25
annual income from the wealth is 5 billion. No, 10 billion. No, 20 billion.
They have a good selection of prehistoric artifacts.
Oh, that's not stolen.
That's not stolen.
What's your biggest attraction?
That a superhero's curator?
I don't know. We still have the amulet, right? The anti-mind control amulet.
Yeah, you have some things that
you
have
in
hand.
How much cash do you actually have in hand?
I don't know.
So
all you need four banks.
You have four banks?
Mm-hmm.
So each bank point is that much money in wealth.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is this AP rate? What's this AP deal?
No, so okay, each bank point if it's 16 points. So each bank point for him is 1.5 million.
Oh, okay.
So we need to get a better attraction.
Money are two different things.
Yeah, it sounds like I need a better attraction.
Like the art.
Plus the fact that a lot of my stuff is dangerous.
It's true.
And so I keep.
You have a lot. You have a higher overhead than most people.
I'm thinking that we're running into a lot of problems because, well, Mr. Superhero Curator is a target.
Yeah.
Why don't you just resign? Have someone else take over.
So okay, we'll like
for the one.
I thought you were Jones, not Marcus.
Exactly. So I feel like my skills are wasted in the curator position.
How many APs? Okay. Oh, thank you. You said 6. Is that what you said?
You want to transfer to acquisitions?
So yeah, I should move up the collections and acquisitions.
So who takes over?
And to have somebody suitable that they'd like to replace with. Hey, I'd be happy to.
You can build a $6 million man, but then he'd be broke.
Okay, so they pay.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so, if the Honolulu Museum basically takes over for your museum too, you can step down to the collections and acquisitions department,
mm-hmm.
And then you could also do commercials and
but then you would be known as a man who drove the Island City Museum into the ground. right?
I think before it gets closed down, you should put a monument in front with a statue of you that says just that. I got $4,000.
Great.
I think I'm richer than you.
That's great. Because you're not quite up to speed on the mathematical skills yet, are you? You can't read, you can't count.
So how many APs bank does
Batman have?
Batman has a
wealth
of 20.
They don't
list too much bank
points.
Yeah, well,
we'll assume
20.
Sounds good.
For some reason,
yeah. We'll say, yes. I want to say Lexus
25. Lexus 25. Bank point 6. Your bank point must always equal your wealth.
So what do the major investors of the museum think about this? Because I'm not too terribly happy with Curator. I'd rather be acquisition.
Okay. Pathetic.
10 plus 14. 24.
Okay. They think that's not a bad idea. So they could set up a museum franchise.
Hey. It's not a franchise, it's an annex. Oh. Other museums do that all the time.
Annex?
Yeah.
They're in two different cities. That
doesn't really matter all that much. And besides, the Big Island gets a lot more people to it. I mean, we get a bunch of tourists too. But
Big Island? The Big Island?
Honolulu.
Really, it makes sense. I mean, if it's going to fail, you've got to go irrational.
Natural.
Oh, that's right. You're the guy who drove it.
I'm the one that's driven it into the ground. So, okay.
I still think the long tunnel thing is good.
Okay, and so you guys start the process of, merging the museum.
If, in fact, you have 20 economy. At 20 and the other one has 25 at 25,
mm-hmm.
And then they're basically the same except for one's the same number of billions and the other one has millions.
Yeah, okay.
Good. Glad you finally answered.
You have 100 less than Batman.
Yep.
And Batman has 1,000 less than Lex.
you should
have 16 at
least. Oh, actually, I'll talk to my wife before I do that. Seems a good idea.
Oh, to hire?
Yeah.
Like two girls?
Yeah, two hot chick.
Two hot chick.
Well, okay.
Assistant?
Maybe she wants me. That's a good idea.
Because I don't feel so good. I think I'm going into a coma.
Well, it's not like you're attracted to hot chicks. Other than me.
That's true. She obviously knows about the problems, right?
Yeah.
So what does she think? Good idea. Yeah.
Explain to her you're not attracted to hot chicks.
Not at all.
You like that.
That's why we're here. You
bag of balls.
I told you from the beginning not to hire that handling character.
The reason I married you is because you periodically
become a coma. Which one did I tell you not to hire?
I really like that.
Dynamics?
Yeah, Hubbard. Herbert Hubbard. What's wrong with him? That's why I told you not to hire him.
Because Eagle decided to set up.
That's not so big.
He's still alive at this point, isn't he?
I think he is still alive.
86? Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. He died of death, I think.
So a few more years?
He's already dead or it's a few more years. But,
he still publishes books, which is great.
Yeah, Dianetics.
Well,
all those before he died. The Church of Scientology. And
notes.
Stegkoken.
Somebody was
saying that you
knew Christopher
Tolkien. Where was that? Oh, that first meeting. Yeah, that's right. An orientation meeting group.
Heavyset
girl,
Marriott.
Yeah, the same new Christopher Tolkien.
Oh, cool.
Like metal.
Like,
I think
like,
you know, buddy. Good. Okay, so what do you think? Yeah, good idea. Ease attention.
I don't know how else
to do it.
I mean, you can fire. However, you get.
Well, but they do good work, other than them fighting all the time, right?
Yeah. No,
they
still get. They still get a fair amount of work.
They closet homosexual.
Tension. That could be
sexual
it. She invited him to an orgy. Okay, maybe not.
Release all the tension.
You could finally have somebody behind you. In front of you.
Behind you. You would have lots of people behind them. Even in front.
Yes. I corrected myself.
Well, I could either if you want.
What's that?
Either, you know, if you want. Whichever way.
Yeah. Well, that's true. It's flexible that way. If you know what I mean. Flexible.
Good thing we're recording this. Yeah. In the end, we're going to be rushing the final conflict because, you know, we're all this.
That's exactly what we want, because usually it's really tough.
Okay, so let's see.
What
she
say?
She would think...
Yes, yes. Good, good.
That's probably not a great idea.
Really?
Yeah. Too many distractions.
That's true. We probably wouldn't get work done. How just, you know...
A couple good-looking male assistants.
No, I don't think that would be good.
The conflict probably between Hubbard and who?
Good for me.
Yeah, Smith.
Hubbard Smith, and they probably want to be the pretty boy in the office. Introducing a new pretty boy probably won't help.
That's true.
She thinks, you know, you and her, you can keep it under control.
Well, so far,
just
yeah.
Fire those
I don't
two.
Know how
fire
far
those
it's
going
to escalate. Yeah, it's part of being management. She says.
That's true.
You gotta be able to, you know.
How just one for
working?
Well, actually, that would be bad. One for both of them? That would make it worse, right?
Yeah, they're not the sharing kind.
One assistant for both of them would be bad.
Oh. Well, I have a better idea. Hire one of them and hire assistants for that guy. Two of them.
Not firing anyone.
Why not?
I can't do that. I'm not a firing type of guy.
Have your wife do it.
You've got to learn how to.
How'd your wife do it?
How to cut the cord. Gotta learn.
Well, maybe the tension's actually improving productivity.
That could be true. Created tension.
Yeah. Like Paul and the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Making beautiful music together.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're just like a band, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be fighting, otherwise, no fun. It's not rock and roll band. It's no fighting.
It's just
and we can make kind of music later.
Alright, so...
Okay, fine. We'll see how it goes. But mark my words. We need hot chicks. Oh.
That's really prosthetic, you know, whatever, B-plot.
What? B-plot?
I'm just saying, that, you know, Star Trek episodes go, this would be a lame B-plot.
Hey, I haven't heated up yet.
It's just starting.
Yeah, once they start creating supervillains, then they'll heat up.
Yeah. How do you guys feel
about supervillain? You're a supervillain.
I just want you two to know, I forbid you from torturing animals. Then you're set. The supervillains will hate them, not you, because you didn't authorize it.
True.
That could spice things up. I could go be a supervillain for a while.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I could go evil.
Rob
some banks. You guys can catch me.
I understand it once you go evil.
Right? Pop me back to the good side.
No, there's no turning back.
Sorry. That was just true. After dying, your son's a Jedi.
Even then, kill him.
He'd still get thrown on the fire, but, you know, just to hang out with him.
I'm already dark. I'm already in the fire.
There you go. You and your man should try to burn you. Oh, that works.
Okay.
Was, you know, trying to get to sleep one night. You know.
Okay.
What?
Make a roll. It's so hard to decorate on the moon.
Seven.
It's true.
Nothing goes with anything.
Well, well, my room is somewhere else.
That's all gray anyway, it doesn't matter.
So what's your baseline, you know? Did you bring a big dome up there?
No. Ancient alien base.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering what the base is.
You take 2 points of damage, comfortable.
Yeah. I got sealed systems.
Strong gas.
Wow, strong gas. Okay.
It's in the system.
You can hear the hissing.
Where the hell's it coming from?
Too much beams. All
right, I go to the beam.
Too much beams. Cut down the beams.
So, when you come out, it's
open
like,
a window.
It's like breathing space, or just didn't need to breathe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, gas still affects
you. It seeps into your body.
Seeps into your skin. Gas.
Gotcha. It's acid.
It's acid. Gaseous acid.
When you come out, like, there's like mist everywhere.
Okay.
Like the whole base is filling up with this greenish gas.
Alright. So I go to the main ventilation area to see if I can turn it off.
So you go through the main ventilation area.
Oh, I scoop up like a jar of it to bring home to ask people what the hell it is.
Okay, and you take another 2 points.
Well, what do you think?
I'm rolling well.
Okay, you open up the jar and kill the entire plant.
Yeah, what is this?
So you go through the main ventilation system. So the computer, you can understand everything now. So it's saying something about, like, you know, anti-intruder countermeasures, and it's, you know, gassing the whole base.
I'm trying to turn it off.
Alright, go ahead, McGraw.
Aren't you an intruder?
I've been here a while.
Finally recognized you.
Yes.
Seven.
Seven. No, you haven't turned it off yet.
Okay.
I think you should wrap up the
calendar. You do that for a couple minutes,
anti-intrusion measure should be up, obviously. She still had access to the computer.
Oh.
So you take 6 points.
Jesus Christ.
She started electrifying you now. Keyboard electrifies.
The great horror movie.
Are you staying in water?
I am now.
I go outside.
Okay.
Strong gas.
Yeah. We'll go out. Should I get fresh air?
Another ship around? Did somebody else go in? Did they get gas?
You don't see anybody going to the outside. Once you're outside, big girl.
You see 10,000 starships.
How many guns are you?
I rolled an 18.
Nope, definitely nothing there. There's nothing out there.
Okay.
It's almost like you.
Huh.
No point in rolling.
That's just to make sure that she knows that there's nothing out there.
You're all 13.
If you roll a 19, though, you would know there's that 10,000 ships right in front of you. Right
I'll
in
like
front.
Open the front door or something.
It's a vacuum inside and a vacuum outside, other than the gas.
Who let the gas out?
No, it's got atmosphere inside.
It got atmosphere inside?
That's actually
why. Why do you close it?
Power generates gas.
Oh, alright. We'll leave the door open all the time.
Who let the gas out?
So, it takes like an hour or something.
Okay. And I'll go back in and hit the computer and find out what the hell it was doing.
Okay, quick roll.
What are you doing, stupid computer?
13. So,
Corey.
I don't see why she didn't just put a cot right there on the surface.
Good.
Yeah, fancy bait.
Good. Keep my stuff in.
Who could take it? And if they did, I don't know.
It's a little cooler to have a room. People can come visit this way.
What do you do? Like WKRP?
Just have to put a little bucket on their head and fly them up.
WKRP.
Actually, once you get out of the atmosphere, I can fly as fast as I want without crisping anybody, so. Hold your breath for a minute.
How long did it take you to get to me?
25?
30 seconds?
I believe at 20 took you like
at
half.
At 20, it took me 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Okay.
So 7 minutes,
seven,
3 minutes,
one,
minute and a half.
30 seconds, 15.
Yeah. 15 seconds?
We're there.
There's still
the vacuum.
The vacuum.
Eh,
good body,
it's only 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Body? What is your body?
6.
Right.
7.
Probably take it. Internal injuries, you probably recover. Shorten your lifespan.
Alright,
okay,
the logs show that there were more
average human.
Let's
face it, your lifespan's a flipping.
Security breaches or something?
Security breaches. And, like, you know, it detected, like, a lot of people entering the base.
Okay, where?
Like,
everywhere?
Every entrance. Yeah. That's what you saw.
Freaking out or something? I go check all the entrances, see if any of them opened or...
Nope. Oh, I have something wrong.
This is like the episode of Star Trek. Where super speed. So, Miles.
Oh my god, it is!
No.
You know?
Original theory? The buzzing noise?
All the doors are closed.
Okay.
Locked.
All the doors are closed.
Months of maintenance.
Did any of the rooms move around again?
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing plus.
Oh yeah, super speed. I don't remember that.
Sure, that
yes.
All right, I want to check out the guts of the computer to see if it's getting old.
Okay, Mikro.
Long with it. 15.
I've become hideous. Hideous.
You're skin melting.
It looks okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's a it's a really old system,
right?
And there are, repairs
that could be made.
Yeah, there's some burnt down wiring and stuff like that. But whenever you run the self-diagnostic, it tells you, operating at whatever 80% capacity, everything's okay.
Okay.
And by the way, you're an alien.
Intruder.
Damn keyboard.
Well, now I can't see. Is there anyone in the base right now?
I'm sure you've already programmed enough to recognize you as an intruder, so... No.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sure she did that.
I do. Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
I didn't want to get attacked every time I came up
here. Do you know Kowal?
No, but I know...
Oh, yeah.
Which
Alien OS?
Is written in. Yes, Alien OS.
I guess you don't mean... Yeah. The shell language of Alienware.
I'm using my Mac.
The A shell.
Alienware.
A shell.
I'm using my Macintosh to talk to it.
Okay.
Oh, naturally. So it works just like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uploading virus.
Mac is very user friendly. Compatible.
So is Unix just more particular that users.
Well, Mac is Unix then. I assume.
I do a quick
scout
of the outer moon, outside of the moon, to see if I see, especially if I see any of those stupid bug people.
Hey, girl.
Bug people.
The moon is pretty big.
Yeah, I know. I only rolled a 6.
Yeah.
Ah,
not that big.
Huh.
Lots of rocks.
Okay.
Craters.
Hey, do you go over Mars? Check out Sedonia. See if that lady has a face on Mars.
Some junk from the Apollo mission.
Cool. I go put the golf.
Yeah, stay in there.
I go hit the golf ball.
Man, fill really in the
footprints. Go fill in the footprints. Step in the footprints. I go blow on the flag. So it ripples. I could take the land at home if people could like check it out.
It belongs in a museum.
There you go, finally.
I wonder how long it takes me to get to Mars now. I could hang out on Mars.
That's it. When you're there, check out the face on Mars.
Yeah.
Really,
I want to reprogram the computer to, you know, send off some sort of warning / alert / alarm or something before it decides to gas the whole base next.
All right. So it should warn people before it's going to gas the base.
Yeah.
Okay.
Intruder alert.
basically. Intruder alert. Intruder alert. Yeah. Something like that.
Auto.
And can I get it to radio... the base and or the school when it gets alerts too, so that if I'm not here.
Hey, you know that 100 megaton nuclear weapon is more powerful than forces unleashed by God?
Well, okay, good to know. You have to figure out what's
the 100 megaton nuclear weapon.
So we're God.
Well, it's like for body. It says 28 to 30 plus. The body can resist a direct hit from a 100 megaton nuclear weapon. On 25 to 27, body in its range can withstand forces unleashed by God. So apparently, forces unleashed by God is less than a 100 megaton nuclear weapon.
Yeah,
these are
hero gods.
Hero god, okay. Not real, real god.
Not real god. You know, like the Olympian gods are like 20,
30. You know, heroes, gods, you know.
And the nuclear weapon?
Yeah, I thought
it was
nuclear weapon. Heroes,
thank
God.
So. No? Obviously, 100 nuclear weapons are
the gods.
So, since I'm part of mankind,
18?
Okay.
Why is anti-monitor dumber than the monitor? Shouldn't they be equal?
Couldn't a god create a nuclear weapon and unleash it?
It's true. But apparently not 100 megaton ones.
Yeah. But that's not a natural force of the weapon.
Oh, I see. So you can make unnatural forces. It's nothing to do with unnatural forces.
Okay, well that's annoying.
So hey, you're stepped out on closing your
room.
It's a cost effective.
Can I get, like, are there surveillance cameras?
Face junk it is.
Face junk. Like, you know what? You go pick up Voyager and bring it back.
Can I pick up anything?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, she'd take Voyager way out. Okay, look around a little bit and then fly back.
Where's Voyager?
Even if they see some sort of shadowy thing outside the door, then I think it's
past Jupiter,
not
yet the Saturn.
It's not very far. She could get it a day. Go get Voyager and bring it back.
Sure.
For the museum.
Voyager 2.
No, they're not done yet.
What's not done yet? The Voyagers. I know. No, they're not. What's the point? You can fly out there and tell them what's out there.
People get the Voyager to bring it back. That'd be cheating. I should have brought back some rocks from Pluto.
Yeah, what? You need to bring stuff back.
Just bring stuff back from your the other universe you came from.
I did.
Vega.
Me?
No. Like rocks and stuff.
Oh, you're willing
to? Yeah, we want something on this
floor,
not you.
Peanuts. You asked me for some.
Yeah, but we ate them.
half the camera logs are scrambled.
Okay.
And the other half shouldn't. Just, you know, an empty corridor, and then the light started flashing red and white, and then gas started pouring out.
Okay. But, alright, I want to go look at all the places where the scrambled logs are, like, looking at things.
Okay.
See if I can... any evidence of...
I saw this episode of...
Micro?
X-Files. Ooh, and also that one with,
Yep.
The guy that was in the end.
Scooby?
No, the guy was in the Ed TV. He made a movie.
Oh.
Played a cop.
That guy.
Something hand-killed. Yeah, well, it was about something hand-killed. God hand-killed.
It's Frailty.
Frailty, right.
Every one of the TV got scrambled and everyone went around and recorded.
Who is that?
Because Bill Paxton and Matthew McConaughey.
So then was he at TV?
Well, he's the one that was being recorded. So Ed, he was in at TV.
Yeah. I didn't watch that TV.
Frailty was pretty good.
Frailty was very good.
Yeah, it was okay.
Say it was the best ever.
It's okay.
Say it was the best ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Alright, so I don't find out anything?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'll look at the cameras that have scrambled logs and see if I can fix the cameras or...
Well, they're working
was
now.
Are they working now? Or is it only scrambled for that time?
They're working now.
Back
they
now.
Were pretty much, for those cameras, they're scrambled up to anywhere from a few hours to a day or two.
Was that when all the rooms move around, or?
Yeah, rooms move around like last time.
Okay.
Rooms move around?
No. Yeah.
Get weird. A pup tent and wear
it on your face. No, it's cool.
It's not cool. It's
a cool alien base, you know, investigate.
Yeah, I
guess. You know, investigate this, investigate
that. That's a crappy B plot.
Yeah, and it's my crappy B plot.
Can't really get promoted to any plot.
I should call it C plot.
So. I still gotta get you reading better than sixth grade level slacker.
See, now there is a good point.
That's pathetic, man.
I can't
okay.
Read. Well.
Well, I will institute.
Are you hurting
you? Checking the cameras regularly to make sure they're all
you're right.
Role playing. What
if it's possible? I don't know what else I can do right now.
Okay.
Hello.
You're on your boat.
I am. Good.
Early in the morning, you hear a loud crash.
Oh, I go help the guy with just spoke.
No, actually, you know, it's more like a plane crashing. So you can hear like the sound of something falling and hits the water.
Oh, really? Okay, I guess I go investigate the thing under the water. The waves? Are they engaged in the waves from the thing crashing in the water
yeah.
Endangering anybody?
So basically, out like you know, out you can see a smoke. So you go over there. It's some sort of
this is the way the last robot came in.
No, yeah. It's some sort of you know like space capsule
museum. I take it to the museum.
Cool. I don't have any,
It's like a bell face capsule?
No, more of an alien face capsule.
Okay. Alright, yeah, they cracked open yet, though, right?
Nope.
Alright, fly over to the museum as quickly as possible.
Make a roll.
Alright.
So you're 27 now, eh?
I don't, is it?
Yeah. What's your roll?
14.
Egg sack.
Space capsule.
Probably about the size of a Volkswagen.
Yeah, okay, you can carry it. So you lift it up and you start flying, and
yeah.
It
first cracking open.
Yeah, the door open.
I fly faster.
and you hear a female voice saying,
please keep your seats in the upright and locked position. I heard that movie once. Yes, ma'am, I'm taking you to a museum.
And
I don't think this is a B plot.
Let's see, what should she say? She'd probably say
so pathetic. B plot.
Oh no, they found me and she jumped out.
Holy crap.
Who is it? Do you recognize?
Can I grab her with one hand?
Make a roll.
No,
while you're holding the castle. That's what you said.
Grab her with your legs. You can do that.
Yeah, I can try that.
You can grab her with Tinkerbell.
Yeah, Tink. Yeah.
Right.
I'll grab her with one hand. If I miss, I'll have Tink get him.
Legs?
Yeah, I don't make it. So Tink should go.
Try your legs.
see. Can't think to do it.
Think happy thoughts.
No.
Didn't think happy thoughts? Oh, shit. I dipped the capsule that goes to the bottom of the water. And I go grab her.
No, so she hits the water.
She hits the water?
Hard.
No, not
very hard. How hard? I guess I would be.
You weren't, you know,
I don't even drop the cap.
No, 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 you flew straight up.
First you flew up.
I imagine I did an arc. Is what
you
I
did a ballistic path.
No. Straight up. As fast as you can. Push your
flight.
Hover, push your flight.
The rotates museum underneath.
Push your flight to go so high. Anything that comes out.
I was hovering over her with the capsule in both hands, straining. Asking her, excuse me, ma'am, could you please grab my leg?
She looks at you in horror and then starts swimming towards the shore.
What is it with women and me these days? Can I just take you to shore? This is kind of heavy.
She has like a purple swimsuit on or something.
Alright, fine. I figured out the direction she's going in and I
fly. She's going towards the shore.
Yeah, I know. The direction she's going to the shore, I fly there and drop off the capsule and fly back.
Now wait for her, stand there like this.
And I fly back over, and I'm head over, swimming over. You get your capsule now. Sure I can't help? Ma'am.
They hate it when you know.
Call ma'am.
Yeah, you call
old.
Ma'am.
Miss, just seem old.
Madam.
She's young and hot, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mademoiselle.
Sure. MRS degree.
My first time. MRS degree.
Yeah, I didn't do
it. I had to explain it to
you. Instead of MS or MR, what's an MR degree? What I got?
You got an MR?
Yeah.
Sure.
Kind of
float beside her like this.
You're not one of the killers.
Little do you know. Oh no, he's in the museum.
Somebody steals and make them a thief. I mean, they steal once and make them a thief.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And if somebody kills once, on accident, does that make him a killer?
Yeah.
I hear. Well, I suppose there are. It depends why you killed him.
Was an accident.
I'm not sure it was an accident, but,
you know, it's fine. Alright, so then. I'm not a killer.
Accident. Define accident.
Can I help you to shore?
Sure.
Okay. I fly over to a captain. So we can ride the space. How's that going for you?
Not too well.
Really? Somebody after you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm part of an organization that might be able to help. Jump in the capsule, I'll fly it to him.
Well, she says, you know, she, let's see. Like that.
Do you recognize her? That's the first
thing.
Well,
she said, you know, the,
Federation.
She shouldn't be calling.
Manhunters.
Wait, the manhunters? The actual manhunters?
Yeah. Well, she says the manhunters could be anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know these guys. I've been hanging out with them for a while. I thought I'd know like 150 years.
It doesn't matter. Anybody could be a manhunter.
Oh, well, how'd you know I'm not?
Okay, I guess.
They're usually bigger.
You gotta trust somebody. You can't even trust them.
Well, I can trust you.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'll protect you from any of them if they go weird, but I can't have any in the woods. There you go. For some reason, I don't expect them to be at the base.
She said no. She doesn't want to take that risk yet.
So what do you want to do?
She wants to stay on your boat.
Well, she needs a place to hide for a while.
Well, the night she wants to stay on your boat.
Under my boat, you can stay on my boat with us for a while. I could, you know, stay with friends.
Friend.
So. Don't you have more than one room in your phone?
No. It's 25 feet. I could read the back, but. Yeah, no. It's up here. It's just Okay.
Wait, don't you have like a little thingy? You can sleep on thingy, right?
Well, there.
You sleep on
top.
You can stay in headquarters.
Probably a half berth in the back, or whatever. But if it's like both people have boats, they probably store stuff.
When you sleep on deck, like, you know, the crocodile and like.
Well, you feel more comfortable if I stay by the protective.
Sure.
I don't sleep on deck. That's from the Lost Boys watching.
Like crocodile and man, like.
Exactly.
With an alligator.
Whatever.
Probably an alligator. It was Florida.
I can't believe that show was fun.
Cool.
It was the music.
Yeah, but
it's like a video.
You left one. Wait, you left a crocodile on the boat.
No.
It's insane.
So?
It's just insane. So.
Riptide had a weird robot.
That's true.
The robot wouldn't tear up his boat, get out, and wander away.
How do you know it wasn't a trained alligator?
Can't train an alligator.
Sure, he can. Maybe he can. Are you Don Johnson? You ain't Don Johnson, right?
Can't train
Don Johnson.
You can do anything.
Very simple mind.
You can do anything.
Anyway, you were saying. So,
it's like Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Alright, so for now, she'll stay at your place.
So once she gets settled in, I call him to the guy.
Oh, your friend.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything going on. I'm going to have to lock with watch around.
She's an alien, you say?
Yeah.
Does she look human?
She looks human.
What color is her skin?
Like white.
Or purple.
Ish. Like no altercation.
Just white or?
She's not on fire or anything.
No, but I mean, she's pale underneath the
flesh. No. Yeah,
not
she's not pale. Right. She's like normal.
How about color her eyes?
People that get out.
Color her eyes.
Purple.
See, not bad. How many eyes?
Probably just because
the 12 eyes.
You didn't know what
Yeah. Somebody just put on a purple outfit, the reflection cause it looked like a kid. Purple eyes. She's got a bone color.
She's been on your phone for a while, right? You should know this, right?
I don't know. She did after my mom's dad could be a problem.
How do you know she's still alive? You've seen her,
she
right?
She's moving and I throw a fish back.
Two eyes, right? One nose, one mouth, 2 ears. How many nipples?
Can't tell. Purple outfit.
7.5.
It's a cow, you fool!
7.5. It's a cow. Good thing we're going to cut off the combat, man. Alright, so just so you guys know, if you hear any trouble down here, they're calling me defending the man or defending her against the man.
You still have the ship? That she came down there?
Yeah, she's underneath my boat.
I'm gonna go take a look.
Okay.
Where'd she say she's from?
Did she say anything?
I'm gonna talk to her more. Right now, she's just taking a nap.
Wait, this is how many days later?
Yeah, at the same time. The first time she goes down below.
Oh,
I call you guys.
I was gonna say, maybe, I thought it was a month later. She hasn't done nothing.
Can we go look at her, see if we know.
Yeah, do we
who she is or where she's from? Or?
Well, aren't you?
She's shy.
How do you feel about some friends coming over?
What?
Just an informal party.
You don't want them
here.
Over.
I'll hide.
Okay. Let me know. I describe her to.
What kind of noise is coming from Omri? Someone hear something?
Really purple eyes. So where are you from?
Lee.
Hello.
Why don't you take a picture? You know how that works, right? Aim and click.
It would need a camera.
Someone lend him a camera.
I have yet to take a camera off of a bad guy. Put it in armory.
I'm sure one of us has a camera.
Bring it over where she doesn't want. Where are you from?
She says she's from...
France.
Serious.
Serious.
From France.
She's
no.
A dog.
She's actually a cat.
She's a cat.
Clean the dog journey, I'm serious.
At least she's not from Uranus.
Well, seriously, you know, as a dog star, we use it to keep watch when we're on the ocean.
Huh.
Tonight I'll show you.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as there's nobody outside.
Remember Futurama. Her. Fry's talking about Uranus, and like, no, we renamed that planet years ago just to avoid all those stupid jokes. Oh, what's it called now? Your sphincter.
Yeah.
Okay,
Brad is... unless you want to do something.
No, I just wanted to...
You want to try something.
I was just
going to...
Can you describe her? Do we recognize her from the descriptions? Come on.
Does
she sound like a person from Sirius?
You know people from Sirius?
Well, head on out. It doesn't take that long to get there.
I'm thinking it could be a known supervillain. A supervillainess.
I guess that's an 11.
It would probably take me a couple of years to get to Sirius.
So I can use these.
Although I could push my speed.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you push it for years?
Speed 50.
For a few months?
If I push it to 50, I only need to fly for, you know, an hour.
She sounds like...
Someone I know?
She actually... Her costume?
Starfire.
The Star Sapphire costume.
Huh, okay.
She sounds serious to me.
Purple eyes, right?
Yeah.
That's Star Sapphire. Gotta be.
Okay. So, she's a dog.
Did you have a gem?
Did you ask me this?
Yeah.
Do you know, ma'am, I'm being asked if you have a gem.
No. We look at her and you see a gem.
Oh, that...
Yeah, she's got like a gem right here, right?
Oh, she's not hiding it?
No, because it's... Well, I mean, yeah, it's like a brooch thing.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yes.
Is it like a sapphire?
Oh, for God's sake.
Star, sapphire.
It's like a sapphire. It's got like...
A star in the middle?
Yeah, it's a star.
Yeah, something like that.
So it's smooth white.
Okay.
Smooth white?
Well, not necessarily.
You're white?
Haven't we fought South Star Sapphire before?
Just you two.
Oh, just us.
Okay. Read my case files, you idiot.
Can't read. Well.
They're pictures in the case file.
Really? I didn't know that.
Sure they are.
Meanwhile, while you're doing
how
that...
How do you make those pictures? Really?
Well, that photographs back then, right?
Photographs?
You mean the 40s?
Yeah.
Black and white? Even the 40s.
We had lame
well, who knows?
Them,
after the war. After the end of the big war.
So, yeah. Anyway, you're at the headquarters talking to Peter. When you hear the elevator go ding,
he's got the Star Sapphire on his boat.
And then you turn a look. And.
Where are we?
An obvious. You're at the base, you're whatever. Museum.
Okay.
I'm at the moon base?
Yeah.
Okay.
Packing up.
An obvious.
Packing up your desk.
The guy who drove the Island City Museum to the ground?
Conveniently not at hand.
An obvious what?
An obvious supervillain of some kind.
How is this obvious?
Well, he's got a stupid greenish yellow costume.
It's gone.
Could be a superhero.
That's true.
So he looks evil, right?
He said,
Die.
Now I shall make a name for myself by defeating the infamous Rad.
Rad, the Island City Hero. I have been sent to destroy you.
Who are you?
Yeah,
do I know you?
I am Amazo.
Is he really? Does he look like Amazo?
Okay, let's just say Amazo doesn't appear here. So you don't know who Amazo is?
No, I mean, does he look like Amazo?
He doesn't.
Okay.
And...
That's bad.
You don't know who he is, though.
Yeah, but I just said, do I know you? Where are you? Who sent you? Huh? What?
Make an initiative roll.
Shit. We're gonna die, man. Die.
No, it only means he can copy what you do.
Well, I think just his stats are better than mine, so.
Just don't shoot him, you'll be charging him up.
No.
Well, not until he sees you.
Yeah, so if I shoot him, he can shoot me, which, yeah.
Charges you up.
So that means.
Charges him up.
Wait, so that means
my
first shot has to count.
Yes.
But I'm going to get captured. I think that's what's likely going to happen.
Could be.
Yeah.
Although you go talking to Dave on the phone.
True.
53.
Really? Wow.
He's actually kind of slow. I rolled pretty high.
Okay, so I go first.
All right, so Dave, you can make a roll.
Okay.
I roll 9.
So over the phone you hear Rat say, "Who are you?" And then far away you hear something saying, someone say,
"Blah blah blah,
Rat, I'm here to kill you."
Miss, I'll be right back. The last boy will take care of you while I'm gone.
He's telling not to tell people about
it. The last boy. I told her that I've had the last boys watch out the marina, watch the marina for people to protect her.
They look like little kids.
They do. They are little kids.
I don't see how they can protect me.
They're just gonna raise the alarm. They have the little watch band deal.
So I go, I'll say, "Hey, look, son, I don't know you, so you're probably not a bad guy, maybe, but let me just tell you, you shouldn't start down this path, okay, it's not good."
You can kill him. You're in a lot of trouble. You know it?
What?
You know you're up against something bad now?
No, I don't. I've never met him before. Okay. Never heard of him before, so... The son, just, you know, don't do this. I'll just take you in.
I'm going to start calling Rad Gramps.
Plenty of just wannabe superhero villains to try to make a name for themselves.
It's true.
Me down. Nobody knows this stuff.
So the Star Lord says, "Star!" And he attacks you.
He said the Star Lord?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Freaking Star Lord.
I hate it when they
call me the name, not just like
all
right.
We have to go kick his.
Wait, do I get to make a charisma roll at least?
All right.
I should.
There's
be
always a chance, but.
Yeah. What do you need to roll?
He would be.
Would be opposed or a vendetta?
I think it's just opposed. I'm gonna roll.
That's not so
bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Not too bad. Let's see. Your charisma.